Funeral services have not been announced for Nigel Nose Whistle. That's the name I gave the steer, shot dead Friday in Baltimore. Nigel Nose Whistle was so much more than a steer. He was fearless, courageous, and he was my friend. All right, I only knew him from the pictures, but I could tell we would have been close. After his brutal murder, there were jokes, memes, and puns, but respect was nowhere to be found. I imagine Nigel standing in his cell at the slaughterhouse, plotting his escape, repeatedly going over the plan, confiding in his fellow steer. They're supporting him because Nigel has a reason for breaking out. He wants to see his father. There's no time to waste. He doesn't know how much longer he'll be around. It's the perfect time. He doesn't even think about it. He just runs. Air filling his nostrils as he looks at the sky and thinks, not the best day to be outside, but anything's better than that place. Nigel believes he's making good time. The ground feels different, not soft like the field where he used to roam. He looks around, confused by moving objects. Some make sudden loud noises that scare him. He's getting tired. He has trouble remembering where to go, and his anxiety is growing. His heart is pounding. It's loud. It almost drowns out the sound of the crowds. He sees their faces. They are frightened. He wants to tell them, it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. More cars. These cars have flashing lights. They're everywhere. Nigel's looking around, but there's nowhere to go. And then he hears it. It fills his ears. He feels the pain gripping his body. And as he's falling, his breathing slowing down, the world fading before him, Nigel thinks to himself, I just wanted to go home to see my dad for Father's Day. I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.